Hey, this is Muck Dog from themoneygoround.com. It is Friday, November 4th, 2016. Hey, how you doing? Thanks for listening. I do appreciate it. TGIF, woohoo, it's been quite a week, right, with the election news, with the World Series news, and with the stock market now down 9 days in a row. It's the biggest slide since 1980, December 1980. 1980 was sort of a sea change for the country when Ronald Reagan beat Jimmy Carter, and he wasn't favored to do so early on, but came on strong and won. And the media and the liberals used to call him Ronnie Reagan. Reagan, two words. To spike fear in the voters' minds. Anyways, he won two terms. Very popular president. Going to talk a lot about the election today, but just to start off with the jobs report, because it missed estimates. It still came in okay, I think. Estimates were for 175,000 new jobs. Came in at 161,000. Unemployment rate ticked down to 4.9%, but, you know, it's the labor force participation rate that matters. And if you take a look at the labor force participation, it's now at 62.8%. And take a look if you go to the, I think it's the St. Louis Fed website, you can actually take a look at labor force participation among general age groups. And it's the participation between the prime working years, the 24 to 55, that's where the alarming decline is. Because actually, look at older workers, and they're coming back to the workforce. And is that a good idea? I mean, is that a positive sign for the economy? Were they working at McDonald's or something? Walmart greeters? I mean, probably a lot doing consulting kind of work with experience, but probably in your golden years, you want to be retired anyways. Wages grew 2.8% year on year, and that's the fastest growth since 2009. So I'm sure Barack is out talking about that, because wage growth is one of the things the Republicans have been hammering on, the lack of wage growth. Still anemic over the last, I don't know, what, almost 15 years now. In Pennsylvania today, taking advantage of the news jobs report, Hillary was saying that the economy is taking off. Does it feel like that to you, taking off? Trump was in New Hampshire earlier this morning, hitting Hillary on her trustiness or trustworthiness. And also, he's heading to Ohio now, probably to talk more about the same. Actually, I can look at the TV and I can see him on right now. And he says, Hillary is no angel. I think we all know that, right? Speaking of, so what's in the news this past week? You know, Hillary, the emails, all right? WikiLeaks. Today we have Satan, or Satanology. Satanicism. I don't know. Satan. Colin Powell, who is not Satan, by the way. Colin Powell talking about HRC in his communication about the email servers. WikiLeaks, Project Veritas videos. More of the same, right? We've seen all this before. Maybe the topic or the subject changes a little bit, but we know Hillary's got a history, right? I mean, none of this stuff probably surprises any voter, and my guess is a lot of voters don't even know about a lot of this stuff, or don't even care. You know, they're watching the Cubs, they're watching basketball, they're watching football, they're working, they're living their life, and not paying a lot of attention like you or I do. I thought an interesting story out today is about Bret Baier. Bret Baier from Fox News. So you know it must be true, except in this case, he retracted his Twitter statement about an FBI indictment of Hillary is imminent. Did you see that on Twitter? Anyways, he retracted that today, so go check that out. That's kind of an interesting little story there, Bret Baier. Because he always seemed like a pretty good guy, right? So, I don't know, who knows, probably some misinformation, miscommunication, something like that. But he'll take some heat for that. You see David Stockman, you know who David Stockman is, right? He used to be a U.S. representative from the great state of Michigan, and he was also the director of the OMB, Office of Management and Budget, under President Ronald Reagan. He has a blog, davidstockmanscontracorner.com. You know, it costs $39 a month, so I won't be subscribing to that. But he has a blog entry up called Look Out Below, The Dream is Ending. And why I bring him up today is he was on CNBC yesterday, you know, basically saying, if Hillary wins the election, it's going to be a disaster. But wait, it gets more interesting. If Trump wins, it'll be even worse. Yeah, that's what he said. Right on CNBC, it's probably up on their website. And anyway, so I thought that was interesting because what he sees is a recession coming. And I mean, he's not the first to predict that, right? But anyways, I just lost my screen, went into lockup mode here. But anyways, so we'll see if he's right or not. He's been saying this for a while, but he's worried about the economy, the market, and he doesn't like either of our choices for president. And I've heard that before. Hillary's horrible and Donald will be worse, right? Hey, do you see that the two former aides of Chris Christie are taking the fall for the Bridgegate? They got found guilty today. Bridget Kelly and Bill Baroni, 9 conspiracy and fraud charges. Well, congratulations. Great job. But it's kind of interesting because remember when Trump was selecting a running mate, people thought, hey, maybe it's Chris Christie, or maybe Christie will get a job in the government in that Trump cabinet somewhere. But maybe not, right? Maybe it's a good thing he didn't enlist Christie. As I talk, current news, there's a stabbing at Rutgers University, and 2 New York police shot in the Bronx, including the gunman. So there you go. Seems like we haven't had a lot of that news lately, right? For a while, it was like every day, every weekend, something going on, and then it kind of died down. But I don't know. Seems like it's picking back up. Stocks in the news. GoPro. Does anybody own GoPro? Down over 20% after hours yesterday. It bounced a lot this morning after the gap down, and it closed around, looks like, about 7%. They missed the analyst projections, and they issued downbeat guidance. For the fourth quarter, I think, does everybody who has a drone with a camera already have a drone with a camera? I don't know. I don't have one, but seems like it'd be kind of fun for a while. But they are real cool. I mean, whenever there's like a flood or something like that, and somebody takes their GoPro or flies it over a beach and where people are surfing, it's kind of cool. But I don't have one. I don't know. Las Vegas Sands up over 4% today. Good earnings that surprised folks. And Macau bouncing back. That's a stock I own, to my detriment mostly, but I do still own it. Whole Foods Market got halted and then bumped up on chatter today that, hey, maybe there's some management change or selling of the company or assets or who knows. But it sold off a little after the bump, but still closed up for the day. It's kind of interesting, right? I haven't been in that market and kind of wonder how that's doing. You know who Katie McLaughlin is? She is the former wife of Jared Fogle. That's right, the Subway guy who lost a couple hundred pounds eating Subway sandwiches. She's in the news today. They asked her, do you still love your husband? You know, Jared's serving 15 years for child porn or whatever. Her answer was, in my opinion, he took himself out of our lives. And I can't think about him at this point in my life. There's anger there. Of course, there's anger. I mean, anyone would have anger for a person who was supposed to do nothing but protect his children. Kind of interesting, right? She's also suing Subway for negligence. I don't know. I just thought that was interesting. And probably because I lost a lot of weight one time when I ate Subway sandwiches as well. So, I don't know. Hey, today is Friday. Saturday, tomorrow. Remember, the time changes, right? We lose daylight savings time. It goes back to standard time. Fall back, right? So set the clocks back tomorrow night before you go to bed. And you'll get an extra hour of sleep. And you'll be refreshed in the morning, or you'll wake up early, or I don't know. Anyways, always nice to get an extra hour of sleep, but I do hate it getting dark early. It's already getting dark early, and the sun's coming up late, right? It's like almost 8 o'clock here. Anyways, that's it for now. 9 days in a row, the market down, man. Yeesh.
And today's music from Podsafe Music at MusicAlley.com is The Storm with The One and The Many. See ya.
Let's hang our lives on the line.